This is the Old Trailblazer broadcast. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis, the Old Trailblazer, riding forth on Old Dan at this time. Come on, Dan, let's go. Got to get up. Got to get a getting. Got to get out to find the folks standing around out there at the old sawmill or down at the creek or down at the little country church or maybe out there on the old 18-wheeler heading up and down the highway. Somewhere there's God's people. The Lord has caused to tune in to the Old Trailblazer broadcast. So we happy to be with you folks at this time. Old Trailblazer, Pastor Pendarvis, just an old sinner saved by grace. And we're bringing you a series of studies on demons and demon spirits. But before we go into the message, I want to bring you in one more of our choir song. Would you listen? We're looking at the grand aim of Satan. You know what Satan's grand aim is in a nutshell? Is to be like God. Sit on the throne. He wants to be as God. But we're looking at those studies, and we've been there quite a while. Pastor L.R. Shelton Sr. was a pastor here for about 50 years, and he was a great Bible teacher and understood the Bible quite well. And he left all these studies here. He brought them over the radio back there in the 50s and maybe the early 60s, and we put them in print back then. I use those to glean from, quote from oftentimes. And my friend, we're living in those perilous times that the Apostle Paul spoke of religiously, spiritual, perilous times religiously. Everywhere you turn today, there's a cult or cult worshipers and demon worshipers and faith healers and all of those things. And tongues movement is taking the world by storm. But we're looking here, we've got several more studies on the demon possession, and we're looking at Satan, his grand aim. But listen, there in Exodus 12:12, we find about the children of Israel there in the Hebrews. He said, let's read that verse of scripture, Exodus 12:12. For I will pass through the land of Egypt this night, and will smite all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast, against all the gods of Egypt. I will execute judgment. I am Jehovah. Now, did you catch that? All gods, G-O-D-S, all the 10 plagues of Egypt were God's judgment upon the gods of Egypt. These plagues were to discredit and cause the inhabitants of Egypt, mainly the Jews, to hold the gods of Egypt in contempt, and to prove to them that he alone was God before he ever let them go. Now you get this truth, my friend. If you get nothing else out of this truth, out of this study today, God had to break the power of those demon spirits over the children of Israel before he could ever lead them out of Egypt. Before God saves any sinner, he causes that sinner to release all allegiance to all other gods, regardless of what name they may go under. God says, thou shalt have no other gods before me. Moses states this same truth over there in Numbers 33:4 in these words. Now you listen. For the Egyptians buried all their firstborn, which the Lord had smitten among them, upon their gods. Also the Lord executed judgment. Then in Deuteronomy 10:17, we find these words. For Jehovah your God is the God of gods and Lord of lords. Over and over again, the scriptures say that Jehovah is exalted above all gods and to be feared above all gods. Then, if Jehovah executed judgment upon the gods of Egypt, they were living beings and they were nothing more than demon spirits. And demon spirits are behind every idol. I don't care what it is. Now, brother, you lay down everything for the next few minutes and listen. This great truth is brought out in the following scriptures, Leviticus 17:7. And they shall no more offer their sacrifices unto demons, after whom they had gone a-whoring. In Deuteronomy 32:17, we find these words. They sacrificed unto demons, not to God, to gods whom they knew not, to new gods that came newly up, whom your fathers feared not. Then in 2 Chronicles 11, talking about Jeroboam, it is said he ordained him priest for the high places, and for the demons, or devils, and for the calves which he had made. This reveals the fact that Jeroboam left the worship of Jehovah and went whoring after demons through idol worship. Then in Psalms 106, we find these words, and they served their idols, which were a snare to them. Yea, they sacrificed their sons and their daughters unto demons. Now let's turn in the New Testament and examine two scriptures there. First one found in 1 Corinthians 8:4-6. You listen. As concerning, therefore, the eating of those things that are offered in sacrifice unto idols, we know that an idol is nothing in the world, and there is none other God but one. For though there be that are called gods, whether in heaven or in earth, as there be many gods and many lords, but to us there is but one God, the Father of whom are all things, and we in him, and one Lord Jesus Christ, by whom all things, listen, are, and we by him. Now that word idol signifies a creation of the fancy, an idea of the mind. In other words, an idol is an image of the mind, an idea. This may be expressed in an image of a god, or a faith image in the mind. That idol of the mind may never be carved in wood or stone, but it is your concept of your deity, of your God. The originator of this idol is a demon spirit. So back of your idol, whatever it may be, whether it be an idea, whether it be a faith image, whether it's carved in wood, stone, or whether it's a cross around your neck, all of it is a demon spirit. It's a demon God. It is the God you worship, the God you pray to. It's a false God. But it is a God that has deluded you and deceived you. Now you say, oh, I pray to God. It's a demon God you pray to. Every one of you who wear a cross around your neck are worshiping a demon God. Everyone who wears an amulet in your forehead worships a demon God. Every one of you who puts faith in anything except Jehovah God worships a demon god. There are multitudes, many, many multitudes of members of the church today who are worshiping an image created in your own mind. That image is given to you by a demon spirit. If you have an image of Christ in your mind that you pray to, you're worshiping a demon. Now, my friend, that's the most fascinating thing that I could ever tell you. I want to go back and remind you of the little book that we're offering by Brother Clarence Larkin, The Spirit World. Oh, my friend, folks are buying it. Folks are writing in for it. We're having to reorder. But we have them. It's about the end of the times, the spirit world, about Satan and the demons and his cohorts. It's so fascinating. You won't be able to put it down. But you order it and put it on your credit card if you want to. And if you get it and you're not satisfied with it, I'll give you money back out of my pocket. And you can keep the book. Give it to somebody else. But I believe it'll be so enlightening and so interesting that you'll want to order some for some of your family, my friend. Now, let's look at another scripture reference found there in 1 Corinthians 10:19. What say I then? That the idol is nothing, or that it is offered to in sacrifice to idols is anything? Let me read that again. You didn't get it. What say I then? That the idol is anything, or that which is offered in sacrifice to idols is anything? But I say, but the thing which the Gentiles sacrifice, they sacrifice to demons and not to God. And I would not that you should have fellowship with demons. You cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup with demons. You cannot be a partaker of the Lord's table and the tables of demons. We see this same truth set forth, that here an idol, the creation of man's fancy, is nothing. But back of that idol is a real power. Paul states here that the heathen think that they're sacrificing to deity. Listen, to deity. Paul here states that the heathen think they're sacrificing to deity, but they're sacrificing to demons. In other words, false worshipers establish a fellowship with unclean spirits, which is a very similar to that which exists between Christ and the born-again believer. And my friend, it's so real until you mistake it for fellowship with Christ, when you have nothing but fellowship with a demon. How much of our present-day so-called Christian worship is the worship of demons and not of Christ? When you go to church, who are you worshiping? Is it Christ or a demon? I often make this statement, and let me repeat it, that Satan, through his spirit, can imitate everything the Holy Spirit does except give life. And we're going to take that up in our next study. We're coming close to the end. But I want to remind you, we here at the Old Trailblazer Broadcast, Radio Missions, First Baptist Church of Algiers, we have our regular Sunday services, our broadcast over the internet. You go there to our website, radiomissions.org. You can look up our website there and turn to live streaming. You find all of our daily and regular weekly broadcasts, our Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night. If you have trouble locating them on your internet, call me, write me. I'll have one of the folks that know how to do that just walk you through that. Many, many, many of our folks now have gone out and bought computers so that they can hear these broadcasts, our Sunday broadcasts, because we have a large radio listening audience, part of our ministry. We don't have a large congregation here in Walker, no, but we have a large radio listening audience all over America. Write and get our magazine. We'll send it to you on a regular basis. Tell all the news and notes about Radio Mission. But this is the Old Trailblazer, Pastor Albert Pendarvis. Remind you again of our little book that we got offered, The Spirit World by Larkin. And then we have many, many other booklets by Pastor Shelton on demon spirits, demon possession, the old trail of Satan. And all of those will be interesting for you. But this is the Old Trailblazer. We're coming ready to close up. But remember, I'd like to hear from you. You write me. Sit down and write me. Help me with the broadcast, if you will. Go out in the backyard and dig up that old coffee can or that old syrup bucket and send me $100 before the termites get to it. Remember my mailing address, the Old Trailblazer, Post Office Box, 1810, Walker, Louisiana, 70785. Goodbye.